on. That's great. Thank you, sir. Well, my name is Pastor Stephen Lee, and I want to welcome you tonight to this grand event. Amen?
Amen.
It is going to be a glorious time of worship and celebration of a newborn king, and we are blessed and honored to have Miss Karen and our New Hope Christian School staff leading us tonight. Amen. They've done a great job. Can we give them a hand up front? Amen. All right. I just want to share with you a few things. I want to read one verse of Scripture with you. It's Isaiah chapter 9, beginning in verse 6. It says, "For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace." Amen. Isn't that great? I'm going to have a word of prayer with us, and then, man, if you're visiting with us tonight, if you're part of the family of these school kids, we're so blessed to have you in our midst. Church family, let's give them a hand. Amen. Grandmas and mamas and pawpaws and peepaws and all the paws, we're glad to have y'all here, and the aunts and uncles and everyone else, and moms and dads. I do want to mention one thing for you, or to you. At the conclusion of this time, I'm going to have our deacons. Deacons, if you'll stand up right quick. Deacons, stand up. Brother Carr, okay. These guys will be at the back, okay. They'll have an open Bible, and they're going to be receiving an offering. And the offering is called our Bless Offering. And every Wednesday over at the school, when we have chapel, the kids have an opportunity to give to this blessed offering. And what the blessed offering is, is every $200 that's raised, a new ACE school is started in another country. Amen. Isn't that great? So our New Hope Christian School has started two schools, so that's $400 they've collected thus far. Isn't that great? Amen. And then, yeah, give the Lord a hand for that. And then when we had Vacation Bible School this summer, there were two schools started as well. So another $400 was given as well. So it would be great if we could get close to starting another school tonight with a crowd this big. So there'll be some open Bibles in the back. And if you feel led to donate to that, if you want to make a check, you can make it out to New Hope Baptist Church, and we'll make sure the funds get to the blessed ministry. Now, if you're church family and you wish to make an offering, or you want to give your tithe and you weren't able to be here this morning, you want to do that this evening, just give that to one of our finance team people. So finance team, do I have some finance people here? If you'll stand, finance people. All right, Ms. Pat, Brother Roger, okay. So just seek them out. We're not going to pass the plates tonight. We're going to have a word of prayer and get going. Amen. Let's bow for a word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we come to you right now. Lord, we thank you for the blessings of this first Advent. Lord, we're so honored, and we're so loved. And Lord, we've experienced your grace, and we're just so thankful about that. We're thankful that you came, that you left heaven. Lord, that you were born as a baby, a child in a manger. You grew into a man, a perfect man. You lived a perfect life. And you went to Calvary's cross to cover our sin. And we are eternally grateful. We are blessed beyond measure. And Lord, we are thankful that we can now pass on the story to this next generation. And let them, in their way, in their young way, share with us what they know and what they feel and what they think about Jesus. Lord, I pray as they sing these songs and as they, Lord, share this story, I pray this story would one day become a reality in each of their little hearts. And Lord, you would draw them to yourself and you would convict them one day of their sin, and they would receive you as their personal Savior and Lord. And they would follow you, Lord, in a life of discipleship and sanctification. Lord, thank you for these little ones. We pray that you do mighty things and great things with them. Thank you again for these adults. Lord, we pray for the Prince of Peace to just be in our midst. It's in your name we pray. And everybody said?
Amen. welcome. We are doing Jesus is Christmas this year, and I wanted to say thank you to Miss Kathy and Miss Margaret and Miss Jackie before we get started. It's a preschool and kindergarten class are singing with Miss Jackie's class. They did not learn it from the book. They memorized it, and they sing it, and they know it, and I'm so proud of them. These are the same children who know their Bible, books of the Bible, by heart, and put us all to shame. But I just wanted to thank my teachers that because this would not be possible without them working with the kids every day at school.
Thank you. Christian.
Christmas is music and jingles and bells that sound out the coming of Emmanuel, a season of love, pure and holy and kind, that prophets spoke of an ancient time.
Christmas is taxes and traveling to a birth, as God himself bends down to the earth. And kings from lands far start a dangerous journey, traveling with treasures for the child who is holy.
Christmas is lighting and waiting made bright. Full of God's word, created in golden starlight. And there no lowly in quite humble place. Kings from the east gave the God's word. Stories to go to
sleep. Boys sing first.
Christmas is a manger, a stable, a stall, clean
creation is done and worship is done, peace and goodwill to all of us men. Christmas is where this love story begins.
In those days, Caesar Augustus.
This is Lily.
In those days, Caesar Augustus made a law. It required that a list be made of everyone in the whole Roman world. Everyone went to their own town to be listed. So Joseph went to Bethlehem, the town of David. He went there with Mary. Mary was engaged to him. She was expecting a baby.
Today, in the town of David, a Savior has been born. to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. He is how. Here is how you know I will tell, I'm telling the truth. You will find a baby wrapped in shrine cloth, lying in a manger. Suddenly, a large group of angels from heaven also appeared. They were praising God. They said, "May glory be given to God in the highest heaven, and may peace be given to those He is pleased with on earth." The angels left and went into heaven. Then the shepherds appeared and said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and the baby.
Christmas is busy, our calendars go refill, but our hearts are empty if we don't stop to be still. So we promise to kneel before the Lord made flesh. We will bow down in worship and give Him our best.
That was my turn.
I know, but it's okay. It's okay. Read the next one.
The Christmas we worship, the gifts from above. Our voices go praise and sing out our glory and honor to the great gift and leave us whole and glory. Hallelujah, that Christmas is coming.
Christmas is a promise that was made and was kept, and the sparkle of a teardrop is sweet Mary wet. Christmas is joy for the newborn king, shepherds and wise men, and the presents they bring.
Does it come from that when it comes from that child?
Christmas is all of these things and much more. Christmas is wrapped up in the one that we adore.
Christmas is love. Christmas is promise. Christmas is joy.
Amen, huh? That's awesome. Very awesome. That's great. Thank you. Oh, okay. All right, let's get one of them kids. You going to get Leah to do it? You can come on down, Leah. All right, Miss Karen, if you'll come and stand up here for us. Leah's got something for you. Amen.
You did so well. Good. Such a good job. Everybody did such a good job.
Oh, they did a great job. They did a great job, didn't they? Amen. All right. Outstanding. If I could get our deacons to go to the back with their Bibles, they'll have those open Bibles for you to make a donation to Bless Ministry and this Bless Fund to start these ACE schools in other countries. It's a great school we've got going here and a great church, and we're so thankful. Great group of kids. Amen. And thank y'all for being here tonight. Let's all stand, and we'll close with a word of prayer. And we've got cake and cookies and punch next door over in the cafeteria of the school. We invite you, when this is over, to come join us and get some sugar before you go home. Amen? All right, let's have a closing word of prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we thank you again for the great blessings of your first advent, Lord. Thank you for coming. Thank you for living. Thank you for dying. Thank you that you live now, the right hand of the Father, making intercession for us. And Lord, we've got another advent to look forward to. We know you're coming back. And we praise you and we thank you for that. One day we're all going to be together with you in glory and in heaven. And Lord, we just, these kinds of nights remind us of how precious and important you are. Thank you for the gift of children. Thank you for the gift of a Christian school. Lord, thank you for these families. I pray this was an encouragement to them, a blessing to them during this Christmas season. I pray they take this love and this grace, Lord, and they share it with others this coming week as we get ready to celebrate Christmas Day. Thank you again for loving us. Give us safety as we leave here. It's in your name we pray. And everyone said,
amen.
You folks are dismissed. God bless you.